Ryan, a disappointing night, is it fair to say, given that you were, 7 points up at the start of the second half and that Unions back to draw it up?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, Oisin. From a Kilcare point of view, I know you definitely thought we came out the second half, put ourselves another point up, you know, and to go 7 up to not win the game was extremely disappointing, you know. As I said, thought we put ourselves in a position to win it. Maybe just done a couple of silly things, you know. Andrew would be disappointed to get himself sent off and different things. He's got to give away a bad goal, you know, which you can't do against the top teams, you know. But definitely be disappointed tonight. But at the same time, listen, we came up for 2 points, we didn't lose the game. We're still in a good enough position, you know. The fact we put up a big score the first day, so we'll regroup and we'll assess things tomorrow.
Yeah, if we break down the game, looking at the first 15 minutes, you were in total control, and obviously that penalty was a big boost to you very early on.
Yeah, that's how we played very well the first half. You know, like in England, there's two top teams going at it. It was always going to be tight and cagey for the first 5 minutes or so. But I thought we'd done well. Maybe even could have been another point or two ahead. You know, and kicked a couple of wides, but that's going to happen. You know, you don't mind that, but. Thought we got ourselves into a good lead, and I think we were 6 up at half time, you know. And I know there was a wee bit of a breeze, but thought
a lot of that came from Patrick. So
yeah, you know, and he did top first half, to be fair to him, you know, he's tough to mark. But as I said, coming out the second half to go out, get the first point of the game, putting ourselves 7 points up, you know, and not to see it out is probably disappointing, to be honest with you.
One score after that, what was it went wrong?
I just think we stopped doing the right things, you know, that probably put us in the position. You know, we stopped making runs for each other. We probably isolated each other. As I said, Andrew was probably a bit silly to get himself involved in a thing that shouldn't be involved in and get himself sent off, you know. But still, we were still comfortable, you know, up to the goal. We were still up to the goal we gave away. We were still 3 up and looked, I don't want to say comfortable, looked like we were going to win the match, you know. But listen, I suppose in the end up, going down to 14 and then getting back level, we're happy not to lose the game at the same time, you know.
And it's not a result that's going to define how the championship pans out for you, because there's still 2 more games to come, right?
Yeah, listen, you want to win every game, don't get me wrong, you know, every day you go out in the football pitch, you want to win them. But the way the championship's working this year, it does give you that wee bit of breathing space, I suppose, you know. So we look forward to the draw, you know, we can still get a lot of top teams there, so we dance. So it was important, I think, definitely, we failed, we should have won the game, but I think it was definitely important not to lose it.